Blog Talk Radio.
Writing your book is the easy part. Promoting your book so readers can find and purchase it is the hard part. Welcome to the Author Chat Show, hosted by author-publisher Linda D. Brown. Follow us at www.facebook.com/authorchat. And to contact the show to promote your book, contact me at theauthorchatshow@gmail.com. Stay tuned and listen to today's show.
Morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Author Chat Show. I'm your host, Linda D. Brown. My guest today is author-entertainer Joe Libby. Joe will be chatting with me about his new book, The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. We'll be right back to chat with Joe about his book after a word from today's sponsor.
PrimeStar Publicity and Public Relations is a full-service firm ready to fill the needs of their clients. Owner Helen Cook has more than 32 years of publicity, public relations, advertising, and marketing experience, and she focuses her professional talents on working with her clients' strengths to create customized, strategic campaigns, whether their needs are great or small. Radio, TV, print, internet, publicity, marketing, creating a social media presence, branding, client positioning, author tours, speaking events. These are just some of the services PrimeStar provides for their clients. For a complete list of services and other information about the company, please visit our website, www.primestarpublicity.com, or email Helen at helen.cook@primestarpublicity.com, or phone 903-654-0938. PrimeStar's home office is located in the Houston, Texas area.
All right, welcome back to the show. For those of you just tuning in, my guest today is author Joe Libby. Joe is also an entertainer, and we're going to be chatting with him about his new book, The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. Okay, now Joe Libby is a speaker and entertainer living in San Antonio, Texas. He has been a family entertainer for nearly three decades. All right, this is Joe's first time on the Author Chat Show. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you on here. Since this is your first time on our show, Joe, why don't we get started by you telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. As you mentioned, I do live in San Antonio. I'm born and raised. I've been an entertainer, ventriloquist, and magician specializing in family audiences for around about three decades, and
okay.
What else would you like to know? I have a black belt in karate, for instance. And,
okay.
And in fact, connected with that, which is kind of interesting, is that part of what led me to getting out and writing the book was making some changes in my life because of some very serious surgery that I had 2 years ago. I had a subdural hematoma, which is bleeding on the brain, and it was extremely serious. And so I decided, I needed to make some changes and make some changes to try and do what I could to serve people, serve my immediate audiences, and even be of service to those who are not in my market area, which is part of what led me to writing the book, because it's a template or a plan for planning a birthday party or almost any type of kids party, Christmas party, Easter party, a party in the classroom that that somebody can follow to make make planning the party, you know, stress free and very easy.
Wonderful. And Joe, you have a very unique profession as well that you partake in, which is you're a magician. You're a magician and also a ventriloquist. Tell us a little bit about that, how you got started with that.
I think I started with both. Well, I know I started with both of those when I was a kid. I know somewhere along the line I got a magic set either for Christmas or for my birthday, and just started practicing the tricks. I also, you know, used to watch magicians, you know, all the time on TV. I have a very good memory of Mark Wilson on the Magic Circus, watching him banish an elephant, and fascinated by that. And the ventriloquist as well were another one. I saw, you know, several ventriloquists on TV when I was growing up, people like Sherry Lewis and Willie Tyler and Senor Wences, and also, you know, Edgar Bergen was a couple of years before he died was doing a lot of television work, and so I used to see him turn up on TV all the time with Charlie McCarthy, and that really just kind of fascinated me, and I decided that I wanted to learn how to do that. So,
absolutely, you've named some of my favorites. You really have. I forgot all about Willie Tyler. You're absolutely correct. Now, Joe, how in the world
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I was just going to say he's still around performing. I haven't seen him much lately, but he still turns up every now and then. So,
Right. Nice. Good to know. Now, how in the world did you get to the Soviet Union to actually perform? That is amazing.
There's quite a story behind that. That was in 1990, so that was when it was still the Soviet Union. I was working with a theatrical troupe here in San Antonio, and we did a show. I guess you could call it kind of a catalog show of some Noel Coward pieces. We just called it An Evening with Noel Coward. It was I think like a baker's dozen of his songs and two of his one act plays, and it was just a blast to do. And somewhere along the way, somebody was planning this tour of the Soviet Union to reach across to the people over there. And we were invited, and somebody told us that, listen, the Russian people love Noel Coward. We said, really? So somehow we were able to get everything together and go over there. And I remember that not long after we arrived, one of the Russians came up to us and saw us on An Evening with Noel Coward and asked us, what's a Noel Coward? So somebody may have exaggerated a little bit, although I will say that the performances went great, and they even if they didn't understand the English language, they loved the music, and we had a fascinating time there. There are a lot of actually, there's some stories I could tell you if we had more time. That honestly, if I told them to you, you'd say, "Oh, that couldn't have happened." They say, "Yeah, it did." So there were some, but all in all, I have some very happy memories of that time, and also some very strange memories.
Oh, I'm sure. I am absolutely sure.
I may have to write a book about that someday. So.
I think it would be a really great book to write. Absolutely. Now, Joe, tell us what compelled you to write your book. Planning Your Child's Next Party Will Be a Piece of Cake. And the name of the book is actually The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. Tell us what compelled you to write this.
Well, I do a lot of kids parties still here in the San Antonio area, the surrounding area. And I used to get questions from the parents about how to do some, or could I refer them to a particular vendor? And of course, if I knew somebody, I certainly would. But I realized that a lot of times parents who are hosting a party in the home, or in the park, or on a playground, or sometime like that, or someplace like that, especially if it's their first time, they don't always know exactly what to do, and sometimes they over plan, or they don't give it enough time to plan. And so the purpose of the book was to give the parents a template or an outline to follow, and to give them resources and ideas for party themes, for invitations, where they might be able to actually get invitations for free, party games that could be done during the course of the party, some creative ideas for party food, and just to get them thinking, and they could follow the ideas that are in the book as is, or they could just use that to kind of spur their imagination and come up with their own ideas. Either way works.
Okay, and so Joe, how much experience have you had? Because as a mother, my child is now of course grown, but planning birthday parties was always really a hassle. So how many? Is this something that you do on the side, or is this in conjunction with your Magic Act?
Oh yes. I make it kind of in conjunction with the act that I provide, and in my opinion, my job is to provide as much value as possible to the people who are hiring me. And so I'm not an event planner as such, but from the years of just having done it, I kind of know what works and what might not be such a good idea. And so I feel like it's part of my responsibility to provide as much value as possible and to be of service wherever I can and to do whatever I can to make the party or whatever sort of event it might be a huge success.
Exactly. Now, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. What are some of the things that you see that parents tend to do wrong when it comes to planning their kid's birthday party?
I'd say the biggest thing that they do wrong is that they don't give it enough time. They don't give enough time for sufficient planning. I have on more than one occasion, I have been called the day before a party to come out, and they say, "Yeah, well, we decided to throw a birthday party for our son. He's turning six, and would you be available for?" And if I'm available, yes, I will do the party. But and sometimes if it's a small party, maybe that's okay. Maybe it's just for the family and for a few kids. Maybe that's not such a big problem. But if you're trying to plan a little larger party with more kids from the child's class and with neighbors and with more party games, you really should give a little more time for planning. And I suggest in the book that if you're doing any kind of a sizable party, to give it at least 3 to 4 weeks to take care of all the planning, all of the things that need to be taken care of, so you're not rushing around at the last minute.
Exactly, which will make it not only stress-free for the kids, but also the parents.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, again, the title of the book is The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. The book is available on Amazon in the Kindle format for $3.99. The paperback is available for $13.47. Joe, believe it or not, we're down to our last couple of seconds. Any last words, any advice to the mommies out there that might be listening to the show that are in the process of planning their next party?
I would just say that, you know, ultimately, you know, remember the party that you're planning is you know, is for your child, for your son or daughter. So you know, just whatever you do, whether you bring in entertainment or whether you just do some party games or even if you just put a DVD on as part of the party, which is okay too. Just remember that it's you know, you're doing it for your child, and to do it with love, that's what your child will remember.
Exactly. And one last question, because I see this happening more and more. So you could tell me if you see this on your end as well. I see adults planning children's parties, but they also invite their friends, so it's like a combination of an adult party and / children's birthday party. Do you tend to see a lot of that?
I do, and I'll tell you what, I can't speak for all parts of the country, but one thing that I see a lot of in the South Texas area is where the party is, well, the birthday child is like turning one. But they do make it kind of a neighborhood thing, and they, you know, they bring, you know, have the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and the neighbor kids and grandma and grandpa and the neighbors from down the street and next door, and almost make it like a mini festival, and those are a lot of fun, and as long as you get, you know, you get a little bit of adult help to help manage everything, you know, those are very enjoyable too, and really shouldn't be terribly stressful as long as you get some help from the adults to pitch in.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show today and sharing your book and great anecdotes about your life. Again, you might really want to think about doing a book about that Soviet Union. I think that would be a great book to write about, and I think people would be really interested in that. Again, just a pleasure to have you on the show, Joe.
Thanks, Linda. It's been a real pleasure to be here, and I'll keep you posted on that Soviet Union book. I think there might be something there.
Absolutely. And do me a favor, Joe, leave some information about how listeners can connect with you online on my Author Chat Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/authorchat, and we'll be happy to promote your book, which I've already posted some things during the interview, and also just to get your information out there, okay?
You bet. I'll look for the Facebook page and I'll add that information on there. I'll do that later today.
Sounds good. Great. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Linda. You have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, again, that was author-entertainer Joe Libby. The title of his book, The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. And just like I mentioned, I am beginning to see more and more. We just did this with my grandson's birthday party in June, where there's a / birthday party / adult party. And just like Joe said, it happened. So just try to get the other adults to pitch in, which we did, kind of keeping an eye on the kids while mom is running around trying to make sure everything is okay for the party. But again, this is a great book. I'm actually looking right at it as I'm speaking to you now. It's a short read. Again, it's available on Amazon. It's available in the Kindle format for $3.99 and the paperback for $13.47. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wednesday morning edition of the Author Chat Show. We will be right back here on Saturday, which puts us into August the 1st with an author, Jana Beatty. All right, so enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.